at the gym and your bubble bath. Girl, I have a podcast. All these haters stay mad, cause Quakeway's got a podcast.
Hello, Quakeway. What's your favorite scary movie?
I don't know. Maybe Precious, depending on whether you're intoxicated or sober. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Girl, I Have a Podcast with Quakeway the Bay. I'm your host, Quakeway the Bay, so let's get started. But first, make sure to follow me on all forms of social media, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and now YouTube. It's Quakeway the... Sorry guys, hold on. I don't know who the fuck is calling me during a podcast episode. Hello?
This is Quakeway.
Yeah, girl. International pop star and podcast host. Who the fuck is this?
Oh, good. I'm happy I finally get to speak to you, Quakeway.
Is this the guy who tried to get me to suck his dick during COVID for toilet paper, or is this the guy who accidentally shit on my titties while I was giving him head?
We've never met. Not officially, but I feel like I already know you.
Boy, all these niggas think they know me. I host a podcast and talk about my life, but niggas don't really know me. You don't know who I am. You don't know who I am. Now, bitch, I asked you before, who the fuck is this? I don't got time for this. I'm recording a podcast episode and I don't like people playing on my fucking phone. Who is this?
It's funny how you can see someone's true character when they're alone, or at least when they think they're alone.
Very funny, you chain-smoking, Dionne Warwick-sounding bitch. I live in Howard County and I have a Ring camera. I'm gonna check it right now. Okay, I forgot to charge the battery and it's dead. Okay, but you know what? I'm gonna call my fucking mom. And she's probably not gonna pick up the phone, but I'm gonna call her again and she's still not gonna answer.
I have one question for you, Quakeway.
I mean, I wait till the end of the episode for Girl I Have a Question, but sure, go ahead.
Guess where I'm hiding.
As I'm recording this, it is like 9:42 and I literally start getting ready for work at 10 a.m. But let me tell you guys, okay, I would just like to say being born biologically male is like so inconvenient. I know women out there are like, we get periods. Okay, yeah, I totally agree, but I'm being really dramatic right now, so let me have my moment. Like being born biologically male and being like horny in the morning and like morning wood is such an inconvenience. Like, okay, so I had planned today. I was like, I'm gonna wake up later. I was like, I'm gonna sleep in more because I'm going out tonight. That's right, mama's actually leaving the house tonight. I'll tell you guys later, a little bit later in the episode, but actually in a few. But I was like, all right, sleep in, don't go on your morning walk, like get some rest, because like normally now I'm like in bed before midnight. And so I was just like, yeah, sleep in. Bitch, I woke up at 6:30 this morning and was like watching porn for like 2 hours. 2 hours to bust a nut. It's so annoying. It's such an inconvenience. Like, do you know like what I could have accomplished in that time? I could have probably recorded a whole podcast episode. I literally can't. But I did. But I'm functioning. I'm addicted to masturbation because I'm single. Help me. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. So I'm going out tonight. So I told you guys in an earlier episode that I was like going to go see Scream, or I was like really wanting to see it. And so I was like, yeah, I want to go. So I wrote a status and I was just like, yeah, let's go see Scream. Anybody want to go with me on like Friday afternoon, like early afternoon? Let's go see it like earlier in the day. Crickets. Nobody hit me up. So I was at work and right before my shift was over, a supervisor who I work with, he's really cool. He normally works on like another shift, but he like picks up like extra shifts. And so he'll work on like my shift sometimes. And so that's how I know him. So he was coming in and he had like stopped by my stage and he was just like, hey, would you like to go on like Thursday night with like me and my wife? And I was like, hell yeah. And so like he purchased tickets that night for the Thursday night showing. Can I tell you guys something? I have a confession. I did not know that you can go and like purchase tickets to go see movies, like premiere movies on a Thursday night. Like I knew like when you would watch the movie, like trailers, not the trailers, that like advertisements. Oh, I guess the trailers, they'd be like, Or like the commercials, they'd be like, yeah, Thursday night showing. And I always thought that you had to be somebody important. Like, bitch, I'm an international pop star. I know that. But like, I always thought that you had to be like someone important to like go to these like I thought like maybe you won tickets at the radio station or like, you know, you were part of like the press or you got like a hookup. I didn't know you could just be like anybody off the street. Anybody could be somebody, girl. I didn't know that. So like I'm going tonight after work and you guys, I'm like nervous. I'm nervous because I liked Scream 5 and there were way more people than I thought would survive that movie. And so they're going to be in this movie. And just knowing like the pattern, like for example, like in Scream 1, there was like 4 survivors from the first movie. And so like in the next movie, Scream 2, like one of those 4 survivors, oh, I guess it was like 5, kind of, right? If you count Cotton, I whatever. Someone else, one of the survivors dies. So I know there's like a good, there's too many people coming back in this movie, you guys. And so I'm just really fucking nervous. I'm like, somebody's gonna die and I don't want any of them to die. The way my mom raised me, like we have, I think maybe just like her views on movies, like she would just like to see a horror movie where like all this stuff happens and maybe like all the annoying people and the people you don't like die and all the good people that you like, you just want them all to live. So there's a couple movies like that, like 13 Ghosts, for example, where like only like really like one person dies. Like Matthew Lillard dies. That's about it. But like the whole family lives and Rod Digger lives at the end. So my mom was like, this is a good ass movie. And then like, I think it's a classic. Some people think it's a classic. Some people think it's whack. Like when there's movies, like a scary movie with like so many survivors, a lot of you guys don't like it. But like I was raised to like that type of shit. Like I'm like, I wish everyone could just like live in peace and harmony and, you know, survive. But I don't know. I'm really nervous about this movie because like it doesn't take place in like Woodsboro anymore. It takes place in like New York. And like, I don't know. New York scares me. Like, I mean, I wouldn't want to live in, like, a secluded, like, town either, but, like, the city scares me. I hate city life. You know, I love the suburbs, but, like, city life scares the shit out of me. It's just, like, you could be, like, getting killed in the corner, and people would, like, ignore you, because they're like, bitch, I gotta go to work. I gotta catch my cab. I gotta catch the train. Or the bus. They have buses, right? Yeah, they do have buses. Like, I gotta catch the subway. Like I don't know. The pollution, people are just, like, not paying attention. That's why so many people, like, dress so weird and everything in New York City, because nobody pays attention to them anyway. That's why there's so many drag queens in New York City, because, like, you can literally be, like, a guy 6'5", walking in heels with a size 16 foot, and nobody would blink twice, because it's just, like, this shit happens every day. This is, like, weird shit. So if someone's like walking around in a ghost face mask and it's not Halloween, like no one's gonna care. So like, I don't know. You guys, I'm just really scared. I don't know. I'm like not scared. I think I'm just more nervous. And on top of it, like going to see a scary movie in the theater late at night and then coming home like by myself, like I don't know. It's already like, I don't know why I never get like scared. Like these 7 movies don't scare me. Like, I don't know, but, like, I'm scared. Like, in my mind, I'm, like, a busty blonde. Like, I know I have, like, man boobs that are, like, a B-cup, but, like, in my head, I have, like, huge-ass titties, and I have, like, blonde hair, and, like, just, like, walking home, like, not even walking home, because my parking spot's really close, but just, like, walking to my door and, like, fumbling with my keys and someone being like, hey, little girl, what are you doing? And I'd be like, leave me alone! What do you want? No, no, no! Leave me alone! Like, that's just, like, how I view myself in my head. So I'm just like, yeah, all these predators want my blonde hair and my big-ass tits, so I need to, like, be protected. Like, I'm gonna have my mace and my pocket knife when I go and walk the 2 feet to my door after I go to the movie. So like, I don't know. I'm really just, I don't know. I'm nervous. I'm anxious. I'm excited. Honestly, like, okay, the new characters are very lovable. Please do not kill Courtney Cox. Like, it's bad enough. Like, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen like Scream 5, like, bitch, fast forward a couple minutes. Y'all already killed David Arquette in the last movie, okay? Neve Campbell is not in this movie. The only OG from all the original films is Gale Weathers. Do not kill Courtney Cox in this movie, please. And she's like a producer on it, and I know she wanted to die like a couple movies ago. Please do not kill Courtney Cox in this movie. I think this is what I'm going to do with this episode. I think I'm going to like stop recording like halfway through, and then I'm going to record the rest if I make it home, if I don't get killed by Ghostface coming home. I'm going to tell you guys like what I thought. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but I'm going to give you guys like my honest raw feelings literally right after. I'm not even going to like come home and shower right away. I'm going to come home, sit in the chair, podcast, and then do my nightly routine because it's my Friday. But yeah, that's what I'm going to do because I just have so much anxiety right now about what's going to happen in this film. And I don't know. I want to give you guys my raw feelings. I want to tell you if it's a hit or a miss. Maybe that'll be like my media recommendations. So we'll continue the rest of this later. Speaking of like media recommendations, I finished the first two seasons of Truth Be Told. I think the third season is airing right now. So I'm just going to wait for that to finish. Unless it's like Drag Race, I don't want to watch stuff live anymore. Or like an episode of Catfish, like I don't have to binge watch that. Those are like the two shows I'm just like, yeah, I'll watch them like when they're on. But all the other ones, like all their shows, I don't want to have to wait. You guys always leave us on fucking cliffhangers and then I gotta wait until like the next week. I don't have time for that shit. Like I don't need that type of stress and anxiety in my life. I'm worried about Courtney Cox getting killed tonight, all right? So yeah, but anyway, so the first two seasons were really good. Kate Hudson in the second season was really good. Like, I really liked it. So definitely, I told you guys I would keep you guys updated on that. Yeah, I like Truth Be Told. It's a really good show. And I'm not even being biased because it's Octavia Spencer. Because, you know, I love, you know, a strong Black woman who, you know, is getting her dues late in life. Speaking of which, I was watching YouTube last night. Because, like, bitch, we don't do cable anymore. Like, when I lived with Alex, he was like, bitch, cut the cord. We're not doing cable. But anyway, I was watching a YouTube video and they were interviewing Angela Bassett, and I did not realize it has been, well, it's 29 years since her last Oscar nomination. She got nominated for Best Actress for What's Love Got to Do with It. And then 29 years later, she's nominated for Best Supporting Actress for playing, you know, the mom in Wakanda Forever. And my whole thing is like, yeah, I understand, like, you know, when it's your time, it's your time. But come on, guys. I don't even think at this point I'm even going to say, like, Black America. Like, Angela Bassett is just doing the shit. Angela Bassett is in just as many things as, like, Niecy Nash, who fucking hustles. When I think of, like, actresses in Hollywood who hustle, like, Niecy Nash is in everything. She will do anything. She will go and do When They See Us and do Dahmer and then be like, bitch, I'll still go back to Reno 911. You know what I mean? She does a lot of shit. Angela Bassett is the same way. She just does so much. You know what I mean? She's an amazing actress. She's an amazing actress. Like, one of the best. And the fact that this is only her second Oscar nomination is disgusting. Like, I hate when people don't get the recognition that they deserve. Goes back to like what I said before about Mia Goth in Pearl, just such an amazing actress. And it's just like, oh, it's the horror genre, so let's not nominate her. It's just like, bitch, there are really good actresses out there. I mean, I just focus more on women. You know, I'm all about girl power. I mean, I'm sure there's good actors too, but like, I don't know. I just see all these women doing the damn thing and like they don't get their like recognition and their flowers, and it shouldn't be a cult following. It should just be like, bitch, everyone should be paying attention to it. You know, there's more actresses in the world than Sandra Bullock and, you know, Meryl Streep and Glenn Close. And, you know, like there's amazing actresses out there. So like, I don't know. I think it's disrespectful that like she's just getting nominated now. Bitch, she's like, what, 63, 64? If y'all don't give Angela Bassett a fucking Oscar, listen, I'm a big-breasted white woman with blonde hair who's probably gonna survive Ghostface tonight. Give Angela Bassett a fucking Oscar. I mean it. Else I'm cutting my hair in a fucking bob, and I'm calling the fucking manager. So give her a fucking Oscar. You know, she's been in some amazing movies, like fucking How Stella Got Her Groove Back, you know, Waiting to Exit. Okay, hold on. Yes, Angela Bassett wasn't waiting to exhale. I have a confession. I don't think I've ever seen Waiting to Exhale. And I think as like a black queer person, you guys are going to cancel me. Because I don't remember seeing this movie. I've been present in a room while the movie's playing. I don't think I paid attention. It came out when I was a child. And I just remember like loving the soundtrack. Like Sitting Up in My Room by Brandy. Like, yeah. Like there were just good songs on that soundtrack. And Shoop, Shoop. That's the Whitney Houston song, right? Anyway, I haven't seen that movie. I just know that a lot of girls like watch that movie when they're like going through a breakup or something and they're like hating men and they like cut their hair just like Angela Bassett did in the movie. I do remember the scene where she was going through the house and she was going all crazy and she like burned the car and everything and the car exploded. That was good. Oh, Mary J. Blige did a song. I was your lover and your secretary. Working every day of the week. Hold on. I'm an international pop star. Forgive me. I didn't drink my tea this morning. Yeah, I haven't seen that. But you know what? I will watch that. I'll watch it soon. Because maybe I'm part of the problem. Maybe me not watching Waiting to Exhale is the reason why Angela Bassett hasn't won an Oscar yet. Let's go back into like... Oh, I guess I can give you guys a little bit of update of what's going on with me. So as I record right now, in Brow Babe Studios, we actually just got the accent wall done in Brow Babe Studios, which is located inside of the Kingdom, Kitty Kingdom, where I live in Howard County. And so I don't know if you guys have seen it on social media. I posted it. If you're friends with me on my personal social media accounts, I posted it. So now I have a brick wall finish. It's actually a wallpaper, but it looks like real brick. And I have white floating shelves. I have like 4 white floating shelves coming from the wall. So it's a little bit darker in here. I think I'm going to get some, I purchased some LED strip lights that also sync with Bluetooth and like go to the beat of the music. Which I thought that technology was created by Candy from Real Housewives. Didn't she have like a sex toy line that you can like, it was like a vibrator that you can connect with your music and the vibrator will vibrate to the beat of the music. And she was like, yeah, I'm going to make an album to coincide with the vibrator. I was like, go ahead, sickening bitch. But anyway, yeah, I got these like smart LED strip lights. I don't know how to hang them. I'm going to try to figure that out like this weekend. Or maybe one of my straight friends, if you guys are listening to this, please help. I'm in need. I won't try to suck your dick. So yeah, I want to put them around the perimeter to like light up the wall. I actually got a surprise last Friday in the mail from Ryan. He sent me this like, I don't know how to describe it. It's like a picture, but it's like made of glass or like crystal. And it's literally my first album cover, and it's really, really nice. So that's like on one of the like the top left corner shelf. But I think I want to do I think what I want to do is like hang it and put more stuff on the shelf. I don't want to just have it like on the shelf because I don't want it to fall for whatever reason. So I'm working on the accent wall. The funny thing is that it took this wall like almost 2 weeks to be completed. So my friend Jermaine, he normally does like a lot of the handyman work here at my condo. We encountered like a problem or something. I forgot what the problem was. I forgot like what we were doing, but it took a while. So he came back another night to finish it. And, one of my friends who was a hey friend, like so many times I can't even count. He actually came over. He was like bored. He was like, can I come over? And I was like, sure. So he came over. Jermaine was working on the wall and he comes over and he's like, the wallpaper's upside down. And we were like, what? And he was like, yeah, real stone. The shadow is on the bottom. The shadow's not coming from the top. It's on the bottom. And I was like, okay. Mind you, me and Jermaine were doing this like late, so like we both didn't realize it, but of course this guy is like super straight. I mean, Jermaine's straight too, but it's just like he came over and said it, and I was just like, you fucking bitch, like why would you even say anything? Like the only people who would notice it would be straight guys, except for Ryan, because he's like, you know, he don't know how to do shit. But like, I don't know, and any other straight guy that would come over besides like Jermaine, if they came over, they wouldn't even be paying attention to the wall. They'd be paying attention to my throat. So like they wouldn't have noticed. But anyway, it was upside down. So I had to order like more wallpaper. And I'm gonna just give a confession. Here's what I did. I didn't actually order more wallpaper. What I did was I called Amazon and I knew at a certain time, like Indian people would answer the phone. Indian people love me. The amount of Indian guys that are in my DMs is like astronomical. So I knew someone was gonna like help me. I was like, they sent me like the wrong wallpaper. It's two different colors, it's two different shades, whatever. I need a replacement. They apologized. They sent me two replacements for free. So, bitch, I didn't come out of pocket for the two new wallpapers. Long story short, actually, it wasn't a long story. I mean, it was a long story because I'm still talking about it. Jermaine came over the other night after work. It was Sunday, actually, and finished the wallpaper, and it looks astronomical. It's amazing, girl. I'm in love with it. I'm getting a lot of anxiety about, maybe I'm just a very anxious person. I'm getting a lot of anxiety about interior design work. Like, I'm in the process of ordering pictures to hang up. Pictures of my family and curtains and having them hung. And I've had the budget for this for a while. I've saved up money for this. And it's just like, I don't know. I'm just like, do I want high curtains that go all the way up to the ceiling? Do I want curtains that are closer to like the window? Like, what do I want? I honestly want blackout curtains because it gets really bright in here. I have way more windows than I had. Like, the amount of windows in the room that I'm in right now is more than I had in my whole entire apartment before I moved here. So it's very bright. I have no lights on right now. All the windows are open. It's pure bright sunlight. But when I watch like movies during the daytime, and as you guys know, I watch a lot of horror movies, which are typically darker movies, like in picture, there's always a glare on the TV, even though I have anti-glare technology on my TV. So I think I want to get blackout curtains like throughout my whole condo. I want it to be dark in here for when I watch movies in the daytime. And I think it'd help me sleep a little bit longer if I have them in my bedroom. So I definitely want to get blackout curtains. I just don't know the length and I don't know what I want to do. I think I'm going to ask my aunt about like what she thinks. She gives me advice and I try like to take as much as I can, although sometimes I like fight back because my aunt is like the Putin of the family. She's the Vladimir Putin of our family. So she's kind of a dictator. So I don't like her telling me everything to do because I'm like, girl, bitch, it's my fucking life. You can't do everything. But I don't know. So, yeah, got my wall done, thinking about the pictures, and yeah, that's basically it. I guess before I go, before, I come back later and tell you guys how I felt about the movie, I just want to get into this week's edition of Hey Friend.
Oh, you know what,
No, no,
bitch?
wait,
No,
no,
let
no,
me
no, no,
go. Let
no,
me go. I just want to talk to her. I'm not gonna touch her. I
right.
just want to talk to her.
Hey friend. All right, guys, this one I told you guys, I'm not always angry. I'm not always cussing somebody out. I give people props when it's due. So, hey friend. So, you text me last night. I was honestly knocked out. I still haven't replied to the message. You text me around like midnight, but you're currently in California, and so I know when you text me it was around like 9 p.m. So, anyway. So I'm really proud of you. I'm really proud of like you taking control of your life, you going to like rehab and getting your stuff together. I have throughout our friendship, there have been, I can't even tell you how many people have honestly said to me like, "Why are you still friends with her? Why do you still hold on? She's a mess and she's doing this and she's doing that and where you're going in life and where she's heading, they do not align with like each other. That's a toxic person. You don't need that person in your life." But like I've always seen like the good in you. And I know that's like one of my downfalls is that I always see the good in people. But like I don't know. I knew that you would find your way. I just know that how you are, it's like you're hard-headed and you do things in your own time. And so seeing you like, go through rehab, and I saw you post a story the other day. I saw you post a story, you were like in church or something. And I'm like not a person, I'm a person of like spirituality. I'm not really into like religion and stuff. And I think a lot of religious people are hypocrites. But I feel like whatever you need to do, like I feel like you, if you find religion and you become religious, I don't feel like that's going to make you a bad person. I feel like you're going to take the good parts and not, be involved with all the toxicity that comes with, people who are religious. But I just see you doing things to better yourself and being, you know, very positive. And I really like this turnaround for you. I'm really rooting for you. You're already doing better, but just like the things you tell me, like when you get back to Connecticut and what you want to do with your life and where you want to go and where you want to live, I'm just really proud of you. I really want to say that. I think I'm getting really emotional because I've known you since like eighth grade and I've just seen so many things happen in your life. And I know you have like trauma from childhood and we all do. And like some of us, we, you know, a trauma affects us all differently and it affects you differently than it affects me. So who am I to judge you? You know what I mean? I've never been like trying to judge you like maybe some of our other, in quotation, friends and classmates have. And, you know, I've never given up on you. And I mean, I don't need praise or kudos for that. It's just like, yeah, the distance with us, but I've like never stopped loving you. I've never stopped like caring about you and I've never stopped like rooting for you. I've just always been like in my head, I'm like, leave this person alone. Let them figure out what they need to figure out. Let them get their shit together. Nothing that I was going to do or say to you was going to make you make a change in your life. And you know that's how you are. Nobody can tell you what to do. You want to do it. You have to want to do it for yourself. And I think that's what you've done. And just like seeing everything, like I would love for you to come visit. I would love for us to catch up. I would love for us to like, you know, just rebuild because like, I'm proud of you. You've always been in my heart. We have so much history. And like, I know there's people who have been like, there are so many people who have just been like, yeah, I've cut off this person and we were friends since like this age and that age. And I don't understand why you don't cut her off. I don't know. It's either in my head, it's like a yes or a no. I'm in my head. I'm just like, yeah, I can cut this person off. It's a lost cause. There's no hope for them. This person's not going to change. There's been plenty of people in my life I've just cut off like a severed limb. They're not coming back. But you, like, I've just always had like, you know, a thing. My family asked about you and I'm just, you know, I'm excited to see where you're going to go. I know you still have a long road ahead of you. I know life is not going to be easy. It's not easy for any of us, but you will make it. And I know you will. I have faith in you. I love you and I'm proud of you. And just keep doing you, keep pushing forward. And I'm always here for you. I'm always here for you. See, guys, I'm a nice person. I believe in people. I believe in people's growth. I'm not a bitch. I am. All right, guys, I'm going to go now. I will come back and I will let you guys know how I feel if I survive Ghostface. Goodbye.
Tell me about the food stamps.
Okay, so here we are. I lied, first of all. I saw the movie. I came home and I was scared to record. I'm like, my condo's a little too big. I'm still not used to this space. I was like, girl, I gotta go barricade myself in the room, lock the doors, go to sleep, and then record in the daytime when it's bright light. Cause I don't need anyone popping out from any of like my guest room, a closet or something. I was just like, girl, I'm not down with that. Let me fucking tell y'all, without any fucking spoilers, this is the most fun I've ever had watching a Scream movie. Scream 6 is a must see. I'm not joking. I'm not being like extra. Even like I came home after work and was watching like YouTube reviews of like people who saw it like last night or some like content creators who got to see it like a week in advance and whatever. They gave like spoiler free reviews and some people did spoil it. Fuck them. Fucking nasty ass house. Pussy ass house. Y'all, when I tell you guys that, let me just say the opening scene fucked me up. Because that was not what I was expecting from an opening scene. It really fucked me up. I was like, huh, what the fuck is going on? Them bringing back Hayden Panettiere as Kirby was everything. I mean, when she appeared on screen, people were clapping and cheering. Honestly, the audience participation, it was just like, I've never screamed so much like in a movie theater. I felt like I was Brenda in Scary Movie. I was definitely yelling and screaming at the screen. I had to use the bathroom, like, halfway through the movie. I held that shit until I got home because like I wasn't even using the bathroom at the movie theater. Honestly, Omar Epps in Scream 2 when he died in the bathroom, girl, no. And I was not trying to be no Jada Pinkett in Scream 2 as well, getting stabbed in the movie theater. So like, yeah, no, I was just staying in my seat. I couldn't sit back and recline in the chair. I was very anxious. There were so many chase scenes in the movie, lots of action, so much gore. This was the goriest Scream movie I've ever seen. It was just like overall a really good movie. I know like some people might complain about this because I know how like, especially like, I don't want to say straight guys. I feel like I'm always talking shit about straight men, but there was like a lot of action in the beginning of the movie, and then for probably like a good like 10 minutes it slowed down, but it was like all character development because the surviving characters from the last movie, I think they wanted to show them like how much they bonded from the trauma that they went through in the previous film. And like this movie, honestly, I saw you know, one of the girl who plays Sam, I forgot her name, the actress who plays Sam, I saw her on like Good Morning America or something, and she said it's a family film. And like, not like a family film where you go take your kids. Please don't take your kids to go see Scream. I mean, my mom took me to see Scream 2, and when Jada Pinkett died and when Sarah Michelle Gellar died, baby woman was hollering and screaming and did the ugly cry and was traumatized for years to come. So please don't take your kids to see Scream. If you do, I mean, that's on you. I'm judging you as a parent. But yeah, like it is a family film. The way that they develop the characters and you see that their bond, it just like makes you love them more. It's like the way I feel about the characters. I think that's why I was so like anxious, honestly, as I stated like earlier in the episode. I think I was so anxious because I saw the bond developing last movie, but then in this movie, they became even more lovable. Honestly, the newer characters in the movies are just as lovable as like Dewey and Gail and Sydney, honestly. Like that's how I felt. So it's like all these people I'm trying to protect in my little bubble. And I'm like, bitch, this bubble is getting bigger and bigger. Even like Kirby, I wasn't like a huge Kirby fan, but I was like, wait, they brought her back. She didn't die. And then I see her in this movie and now she's a grown adult and we're about the same age. I'm like, yeah, girl, like I'm feeling this shit. So it's kind of like you have this full bubble, this circle of lovable characters that you want to keep safe. But then like, you know, ultimately, like, everybody can't survive, girl. Like, what is this? My mom did not direct this movie. Not everybody can survive, girl. Let's be realistic. But yeah, we had some, like, really, like, gruesome deaths. I don't even know the body count because, as you guys have seen, like, there's, like, in the trailer, there's, like, a bodega scene. And I don't even know how many people Ghostface killed in the bodega. But, like, I don't know. The chases were good. The action was good. It was funny in a lot of moments. It gave me a lot of surprises. Courtney Cox, I love you, girl. You gave everything in that movie. I think probably like the biggest... I see a lot of people complaining about this. I don't find it to be big, but I can kind of get what people are saying. Like the reveal at the end when you find out who Ghostface is, the motive behind it, a lot of people are saying it's weak. I don't feel like it's weak. I feel like the movie brought so much and they changed so much from what previous Scream films were, and they changed the setting and they made it fresh and new. And there was so much things that were different in this movie. I think they wanted to be wowed by the ending as well. And I would say the ending was just on par with like a lot of other reveals. I don't feel like it was like, oh, like it's like the reveal was like something we would have like seen before, and it would have been like, oh, okay, we've seen a reveal like that before, the motive. We've seen a motive like this before. So that's the only thing that I would say. Honestly, if you're afraid about Neve Campbell not returning as Sydney Prescott, do not be afraid. If you watch the movie, they mention her like maybe twice in the movie. Sydney being in this movie would literally have made no sense at all. And you're probably asking, well, why is Gail in it? Because, you know, Gail is like a reporter and she like lives in New York and she's reporting. But it's like, Sydney being in this movie literally would make no sense. It'd be like, okay, well, you just brought Sydney back to bring her back. Like, she really did not. I miss her in the movie, yeah, but like, she didn't need to be in the movie. So, like, I honestly was not mad. And the new characters are lovable. I'm sure Sydney's going to be back in the 7th one. I'm pretty sure. Like, I'm, like, 90% sure she's in the next one because of all the stuff I've read online. But you guys really need to see it. I recommend, do not bootleg this movie. Do not watch it at home. I mean, yeah, when it comes out, watch it at home. But you guys, if you want to go out on a date, if you're bored, if you want to just like have a day to yourself, go to the movies and see it. Experience it in the cinema. It's so good to experience in the cinema. Scream 5 was good. This one was so much better. So much better. If I had to like rank the 6 Scream films, if I had to pick, like, it'd probably be like in the top 3. It would definitely not be in the lower, like the bottom 3. It would be in the top 3. It was that good. I was really, really impressed with it. So yeah, guys, that's how I feel. I was really scared coming home. But yeah, like I said, like I survived. Ghostface didn't kill this big breasted blonde woman with these big ass fucking titties. All right, guys. With that said, before we go, oh, let me tell you guys something that happened at work. I was working and my shift was almost over and a new supervisor had come in to relieve the supervisor from my shift. And he's really cool. And he does not wear a mask. And he was like talking. He was like whispering something to me about like something with the customers or whatever. And when he did it, he accidentally like spit on my neck. And I don't know how to like... I know I'm evolving as a person. I'm evolving as a person and like I speak up, but it was like one of those things. It's kind of like an embarrassing moment. Like, I don't know if I'm pretty sure he doesn't know that he spit on the back of my neck, but I was just so like, oh, that's so nasty. But like, I didn't say anything and I just tried to like let it go. Like, I was like, well, do I wipe it or do I just let it? It was just like a little tiny dot. So I was like, do I let it just like dry up? Do I touch it? No, because that's going to be gross if I touch it. Then it's going to be on my hand, but then it's also going to be like on the back of my neck. I don't know, girl. I just had to say that. Like, it happened and I just felt very uncomfortable. And I was like, well, what do I do now here in this moment? Like, what are my options here? Do I say, excuse me, you spit on the back of my neck? Like, watch the way you pronounce your ch and your ts, like, like, and your p. Like, why? Like, I didn't know what to say or do. And he was cool. And I know he didn't mean, I mean, nobody means to spit on the back of someone's neck, like, when they're talking. But I don't know. Honestly, girl, it was just a weird moment that happened and I just had to say it. It was just, I don't know. But yeah, girl, I was like, I have to say this on the podcast. I just have to get this out. But yeah, girl, we're going to get into this week's edition of Hey Friend. Wait, it's not Hey Friend. It's Girl, I Have a Question. That movie fucked me up, y'all. It's not Hey Friend. It's Girl, come on, I have a question. Hit it. Come on.
Girl, I have a question. Girl, I have a question. Girl, I have a question. Girl, I have a question.
Come on. Yeah. All right, our first question is, I've been dating a guy for a few months now. I recently met his mom and became friends with her on Facebook. After going through her pics, I found old pics of him with not one, but 2 of his exes from when he was dating each of them. These girls are drop-dead gorgeous, and I'm more on the basic side. I'm starting to feel insecure now because I don't feel like I live up to the level of hotness he's dated in the past. How do I handle this? Do I try to step up my game in the beauty department? Do I tell him how I feel? He doesn't even know I've seen the pics. Help. Girl. Yeah, okay. So this is how I look at it, right? I know that I am not the hottest person in the world. I know that sometimes, like, when I talk, especially, like, in my music and on my podcast, I'm just like, yeah, I'm a bad bitch. I got this hot pussy. Everybody wants me and everything. But I know I'm not the hottest person in the world. I've been with guys who have been with girls and guys who are hotter than me. But what I am most confident in is my inner being. I truly believe that no matter how I look, what's on the inside shines through. I go to work every day with a mask covering half my face and people still see my light and people still want to be around me. Even when I'm bitchy, purposely bitchy and purposely like standoffish to try to repel people, people are still drawn to me no matter what. It's like an inner thing. It's like people see my inner light and they are drawn to it. I've had people come up to me and say, like, you know, I just see your energy. Like, I just saw your energy, and that's what attracted me to you. Like, strangers, like, off the street, just randomly saying things to me. Well, not off the street, but mainly at my job. People just randomly coming up to me. And these people, like, aren't even, like, crazy, I don't think. I'd like to think that they aren't. So, my point is, if you are dating someone, right, and he's with you, right, and you feel, and you see these exes, and you're just like, I'm not as hot as them. You have something else going on. Maybe he just likes the way you look. Maybe he's attracted to that. But hopefully, besides the looks, which I'm honestly going to assume that this is true, he likes you for who you are as a person and how you make him feel and just, like, you know, what you guys have in common, you know? And so if you make someone happy, like, you make someone happy. And sometimes you just shouldn't question that so much. I mean, if you want to make hint of it or say it, you know, bring it up or something, I mean, yeah, but don't be, like, overly dramatic about it. I know sometimes we need positive reassurance from people. Some people, that's just their thing. They need reassurance from their partner. I understand that. But, like, I wouldn't make it a big deal. I wouldn't make it seem like you're being jealous or anything. But, like, if it was me, for example, I probably wouldn't bring it up. I'd probably say something, like, jokingly, if that. But I probably wouldn't bring it up. I'd like to seem, like, very confident. I think confidence is sexy. And, like, if you are not feeling as confident, then yeah, amp it up in the glam department. But, like, if you like the way you look and you like the way you normally feel and you're only feeling a certain way because you saw these pictures, girl, do the same thing you've been doing. Because obviously he's with you for a fucking reason. You know? Yeah, girl. You just gotta just be confident and just know that you have value on the inside. And that's probably why you guys are together. Be confident in the reason of which that he's with you. Be confident in what you bring to the table besides looks. Because at the end of the day, we're all going to get old and wrinkly. We're not going to have a high sex drive. And we're going to be stuck with a person who we have to like at the end of the day. And maybe that's what it is. Maybe you're just not something that's just all about looks. It's like, damn, you have something really valuable to offer on the inside. That's my advice. Good luck to you, girl. All right, and our last question is, I'm a queer man. How do I educate my family on queer and trans issues when they make problematic statements? Honestly, I'm one of those people, I like to call out people. I'm especially if it's someone I'm close with. If it's someone that, like, let's say it's like a friend's parent or something, or like, you know, a customer, I don't try to, like, correct people. I'm at a stage in my life where I don't try to educate people and correct people when I feel like that they're at a certain stage in life where they cannot be changed. So, like, it's kind of like what I said earlier in Hey Friend, I kind of just discard people when I just feel like they're a lost cause. And maybe that's not a healthy way of doing things, but I'm just like, who? I'm not gonna sit here and try to educate a bitch who don't want to be educated. Bitch, if you don't want to go to school, like, girl, I'm not gonna be your teacher. So, like, but when there's people you're close with and you have a close relationship with, you kind of have to check a bitch. And, you know, you don't have to be mean or nasty or rude about it, but, like, I'm okay. For example, when I was, like, growing up, I just always tried to be politically correct about little people. I watched a lot of documentaries. I would see things on True Life. I was just always had, like, a soft spot for little people and just being very aware of, because, like, being a queer person and seeing, like, some of the things that I go through and the things that they go through, I see, like, a correlation. So it's kind of like I empathize with them. So I've always been, like, when someone says, like, the M word, not the N, M, like, M. You know the word. I'm not going to say it on the podcast because, like, yeah, it might not be, like, I'm not going to get canceled for saying it, but I just find it to be, like, offensive to little people, so I'm not going to, like, offend them. But, like, when people say that word, I always correct them and say, like, little person. You know what I mean? And I say it all the time, and it's just kind of like, and my friends are joking around, and they just say it, and I'm just like, no. And it's like a friendly reminder and a friendly, like, checking. I'm not even being, like, a bitch about it. I'm just like, yeah. So, like, when people, like, misgender people and they have, like, their whole ideas or whatever, I just bring up the issues and I try to make it in a very, like, simple form. Like, you have the privilege of not having to feel like you were born in the wrong body and having dysphoria based off of your genitalia. You know what I mean? I just tried to break it down like that. I'm not getting all angry and passionate, even though I am passionate and things do make me angry. But I feel like people aren't listening when I'm screaming. They're just like, you're super liberal and blah, 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 and you're too woke and all that stuff. So I just try to like educate people in a way in which like, hey, that's not the right terminology. That's not the vocabulary you should be using. Like, people just want to use the bathroom and not have to be like gawked at. There's trans people who use the bathrooms in which in the sex that they identify with, and you probably don't even know it, but you're making a big deal because people want to use the bathroom, and you're making it about like, oh, someone's gonna molest my child. Like, nobody's, no, that's not what it is. So I feel like just bringing things up in a friendly way, it doesn't even need to be like a, hey guys, I want to sit down and discuss with you some queer and trans issues. It's like, if you love me, you should be able to see this. I don't understand. And honestly, like what I said earlier, like, if people are being ignorant, just be like, okay, well, I'm not going to be around for this ignorance. And again, it doesn't need to be an argument. Just be like, you know what? That was really ignorant. I feel kind of offended by what you said. I'm just going to, you know, take a breather, walk away. Some people just have to see the error of their ways. And sometimes when you take space from people, they see that. They're like, you know what? I offended that person. Maybe I should look internally and check my views and, you know, educate myself more, you know, but it doesn't, I understand where you're coming from. I think in my personal experience, I just was blessed to have family members who were able to just like, they get it. You know, my aunt Putin, Vladimir Putin, my aunt, she works as a social worker or in the social work field now, but she's been a social worker and she's just with it, with the trans issues and the queer issues. She's just with it. My cousins, you know, like my mom, you know, I have a cousin who says like faggot. She's told me straight up, like, you know, I love you. I don't care if you're a faggot. And to me, that's offensive. And it's just like, I didn't really like, it's kind of like one of those things. I just kept my distance. I didn't sit there and be like, I need to educate you on these things. Cause I don't feel like I'm going to sit there and try to be someone's teacher. If that's how you feel and you're a certain age, then whatever, you think that's appropriate. That's not. I think my mom has told her before that that's not appropriate to say. And like, she hasn't said it like since or whatever. But I remember like 2 summers ago, maybe she made a comment about like, oh, this person made this person gay. And I was just like, you don't make people gay, you know? But it was just like one of those things I'm just like, I don't see her all the time anyway. It's just like, whatever. Or one time I went to visit my father and, you know, he made a comment and he said like, oh, you know, I love you and baby woman no matter what, even though the life you guys chose to live, like, oh, this is a choice. But it was like, you know what? I'm going to bed. I'm going to bed, father. It's like, and we don't talk about it. Maybe this is bad advice because there are things I just don't talk about. I'm just like, you know what? I'm not entertaining this issue. I'm just not talking about it. But like, if that person is not a person that I'm totally craving to have around me all the time, then I'm not even going to put in the effort. If it's one of my best friends, then yeah. If it's like my mom, yeah. Mom, I'm going to check you in. My mom, I've never had to really check my mom on an issue. But it's just like, if it's someone that you're really, really close with, then yeah, you got to get your hands dirty. But if it's like, you know, your 85-year-old grandmother that you only see on like holidays and stuff, it's just like, whatever. She's going to say some ignorant shit. Keep it moving. Yeah. I wish I could. I feel like I wasn't that good of a help, but that's my honest opinion. You know, you guys know I'm not a fucking expert. I'm just a podcast host and an international pop star, a big blonde woman with big ass titties. Oh, before I go, I want to tell you guys that one of my coworkers told me that my real name, if you guys know my real name, she said that in Chinese, my name translates to horny wide. Horny wide. And as we've seen from the beginning of this episode, I am damn sure horny and I'm a thick bitch, so I am wide. My words of wisdom for this week is, guys, treat yourself and go see Scream 6 in theaters now as I release this podcast episode. March 10th, it's in theaters. Paramount did not pay for this episode. They're not sponsoring anything. Please go see it. I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. It's not even an hour. It's a little bit shorter. I know you guys like that. And with that said, girl, comma, I have a fucking podcast.
Girl, I have a podcast. Girl, I have a podcast. Girl, I have a podcast.